Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is reportedly eyeing another run for the presidency in 2020, but problems from his last presidential campaign have come to the surface. According to a story this week in the New York Times, people working on Sanders' 2016 campaign complained of demeaning treatment, including sexual harassment and pay inequity. The allegations do not involve Sanders himself or his senior staff, and the senator has vowed to do better if he runs for president again. To talk more about this, I'm joined by New York Times reporter Katie Benner, one of the authors of this story. She joins us over Skype. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So first, what was the extent of harassment and pay discrimination within Sanders' 2016 campaign?
I think if we want to step back that far, I would say that the campaign itself was extraordinarily disorganized, more so than many of the people who worked on it had ever experienced before in any other campaign. And I think that the disorganization left open the possibility for everything from gender discrimination to pay inequity to all sorts of either unfair or just poor behavior with no recourse. And that was one of the biggest issues that both the men and women, keep in mind we didn't interview only women, the men and women who we spoke to addressed again and again and again, saying the fact that this cropped up in several states, whether it was Texas, Louisiana, New York, Iowa, et cetera, that it was happening in large part because people felt helpless to do anything about it because of the extraordinary disorganization.
Mm. And Sanders told CNN this week that he wasn't aware of any issues around harassment at the time. How high did these issues go within the campaign?
Well, you know, his deputy campaign manager, Rich Pelletier, was told about several of these incidents, as was his head of Latino outreach, you know, who later became another member of high up in the organization. So while we did not find that the senator himself had ever been directly addressed by somebody in the campaign alleging wrongdoing, and I will say that it would be very unusual for any candidate to be directly addressed by an employee saying, hey, boss, this bad thing is happening. Mm-hmm. People very, very close to him were told. Now, as one person put it when I interviewed him, he said, if somebody that close to the campaign and that close to the candidate is being told of wrongdoing and it doesn't filter up to the candidate, that also says something about the organization.
Well, you've reported on workplace sexual harassment before, especially in Silicon Valley. How do these stories about the culture in the 2016 Sanders campaign compare to other entities that you've covered where sexual harassment is a problem in the workplace?
I think one of the interesting things about the Sanders campaign is one of the reasons why the people involved were so incensed by the behavior, and this is unlike corporate America and unlike Silicon Valley, is that the candidate himself, Senator Sanders, is such a progressive. He's a line of the progressive wing of you know, liberal politics. He professes to believe in truly radical left-leaning ideas. And so I think that really galled people in a new way. And I do think that the pay inequity was particularly shocking for people. It was, you know, the sexual harassment, gender discrimination, those things are incredibly serious issues. But then to see them also filter up through the way that people were paid was something that was a true shock, only because the senator himself has been very radical on pay. He decided to pay his interns on the campaign. Nobody does that. So the fact that he didn't establish things like salary bands, you know, establish sort of pay scales for different jobs in the campaign, stuff that labor unions and a lot of other progressive organizations have done for a really long time, that surprised people and, of course, left open the door for things like pay inequity.
Well, does this reporting this week damage his prospects for a 2020 presidential run?
You know, I'm going to put this in the voice of the folks that we interviewed. Almost everyone, with about three exceptions who we spoke to, said the reason they wanted to talk about this issue was because they didn't want it to damage a 2020 run. They wanted to give him an opportunity to start sorting these issues out before he officially declared his candidacy and before the campaign started, so that he could be more organized, so that he could be more thoughtful about these ideas. Because there are still a lot of people out there who supported him in 2016 who very passionately support him today, and they want him to run the strongest campaign possible. And if this is something that's happening in 2020, it will leave him very vulnerable because he could be running against other very progressive candidates.
Katie Benner is a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.